You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I think that Levi's actions will speak louder than words.
You know, being so afraid.
Deutschland ist Mitglied einer internationalen.
Germany is a member of an international convention.
I'm running as an independent. It's stated the only legislative state authority.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this is where truth is our bitch. And we go anywhere to find that, even through the looking glass. Muslims are angry with their employers for not letting them follow aspects of a particular holiday. We'll talk about who they are and where the employer is. And ex-NFL coach Jimmy Johnson, I thought he got kicked off of Survivor.
No, I'd say he think he's on Survivor.
Yeah, I think he stayed on Survivor. That ain't what I read, man. I read where Jimmy Johnson got bounced off of Survivor. Well, we'll figure it out. 877-876-PHIL on our website, Phil Hendry Show. He's on the upcoming season, which it hasn't aired. Okay.
I told you.
All right, fine. I thought he got bounced. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard along with me here in our news hour. Speaking of that, we have Bud's news, right?
Well, it's going to be called the Bud Dickman Report.
The Bud Dickman Report.
Yeah, they changed it up on Mr. Hall. We'll talk later.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, he said he wants to.
All right, so the Bud Dickman Report later on, 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for all of your radio comedy and other needs. Just go to our website, get a backstage pass, and get with it, okay? We got the live streaming audio. We got the downloads of the audio. We got the live streaming video. We've got a five-day archive of the video. We have years and years and years and years and years of archives and downloadable archives as well on our website. And it's like about the greatest purchase in terms of your entertainment dollar you're ever going to make in the history of your life. PhilHendryShow.com. All right, speaking of bitch, a legislative candidate from Wisconsin can't use a profane... What is the thing?
I just want to know if you're going to find out if Michelle Bachmann's a Jew or not.
You've been talking about that.
What do you care whether Michelle Bachmann's a Jew or not?
Because I just want to know if she is or not. It doesn't make any difference to me, but I just want to know.
Why?
Because some people that I know...
Oh, well, isn't that interesting, huh? Some people you may know.
The guy's got all the Aryan Brotherhood people.
I don't know any Aryan Brotherhood. I'm just saying.
I'll go tell you whether Michelle Bachmann's Jewish or not when you tell me why you want to know. Or you can go find out yourself. Either way, is she Jewish? A legislative candidate from Wisconsin can't use a profane, racially charged phrase to describe herself on the ballot. An election oversight board decided on Wednesday. And what is this so-called profane phrase? I've never considered this profane so much as it's just crude. What is this phrase? It's not the white man's bitch is the phrase. Now, there's nothing wrong with the phrase, in my opinion, but I do feel that there are some areas of life where we don't have to devolve into comic book land or hip-hop video land, or just as if we're in a locker room talking amongst us slobs. You know, is there nowhere that we can be that we, you know, observe some kind of a decorum? That's all. I might well want to vote for this lady, but not the white man's bitch sitting right there on a ballot. Her name is Ishu Griffin. She defended her statement of principle, not the white man's bitch, to an election oversight board in Wisconsin, which ultimately decided against her.
I'm running as an independent. It stated the only legislative state authority stated as far as the statement of principle is to have five words or less. My statement of principle says not the white man's bitch. And what that means is not pointing to a particular person. I'm stating that in my point of view, the average politician is a token. And a bitch is not a person, it's a dog, a female dog that rolls over. Historically, the white man is not pointing to a man, it's saying the government.
Bull crap.
You can't say that, man. I understand what she's saying.
That's fine. You may understand what she's saying. And that may be well and good. I'm just saying, I'm getting tired of the crude way that we communicate. How about that?
Yeah, but you say truth is our bitch.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah. You know, so what's good for a goose can be good for on the gander too. When you say that you don't want to have a bitch, and
but I understand. Well, your point is well made. Point's well made. Let's put it this way: this is a radio show, and this woman is running for something. This is our electoral process. This is a radio show. Is a radio show. There's nothing. This doesn't do anything. I sit here and I expend hot air, and we hope people listen, and maybe they do, and maybe they don't. But at the end of the day, if this radio show doesn't survive, the only guys that are out of work are us three, right? But if our electoral process doesn't survive, that's a very serious thing. So I consider it a very sacred process. That's all.
Yeah, but she explained about what a bitch is.
I ain't buying that. I'm sorry. The bitch is the man. Whatever, you know. The white man's the man. Maybe. I happen to know as a white man what white man means to me, and I don't, you know, particularly like that. But that's be that neither here nor there. She can say it if she wanted to, if it was appropriate. I don't think the forum's appropriate.
Well, what do you mean by that? And you still haven't addressed the you know, the white man is our bitch, what you say.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't say the white man is our bitch.
I mean, you say truth is our bitch.
I just got done telling you guys. This is a radio show. It's not the electoral process.
Yeah, but so what?
This is nothing. What we do here is nothing. What they do when people go to vote is everything. This is nothing. We can say bitch or not. We can say this or not. It doesn't matter, man. We'll be on the air tomorrow, or maybe we won't be on the air tomorrow. Maybe we'll be down the road someplace else. It doesn't matter. It's not going to kill anybody. But our electoral process is important, and I just think we need to maintain a certain decorum. That's all. I get sick and tired of every single facet of life being denigrated to the level of some foul-mouthed gathering of cats swilling, 40s on a stoop someplace.
Yeah, now you're making all about race, see?
Yeah, now you're talking about black people.
You know what I'm talking about. I just would rather there be some areas of life where not everything is just a crude joke, man. That's all I'm saying. Good God almighty. Why don't you guys understand that?
I don't know.
I'm in a golf club once. I just got off 18 holes of golf, and I'm sitting in a very nice club. And I'm actually enjoying the atmosphere because I hadn't golfed at a place this nice. I mean, it was very nice. It was out in the desert. It was a course that had been designed by Jack Nicklaus. And very beautiful course. In fact, it had some very interesting aspects to it. There was like a boxcar. He took an old boxcar and used that as a cart bridge and just weird things. And it was kind of a Scottish links. And
yeah, you're going to get to the point here?
Would you get out of here?
Yeah, get to the point.
I'm getting to the point. And I sit down, and I'm having a beer, and at the table next to me are about four or five guys.
You know, I said this. You told us a story.
I didn't say it on the air.
No, I know, but you told us a bunch of Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you come on, man. I was going to add that in there.
Yeah, but you sounded a bunch of Mexicans.
Go ahead. Tell a story.
Well, now I'm going to tell a story now because now you screwed everything up. Now everybody's going to think I'm a racist.
Yeah, well, you told us, man, you were sitting down there. There were five, so you said a bunch of caballeros, what you said.
Yeah.
That isn't right, man. That is not right what you cats did. I was going to tell a story. You didn't have to throw in the caballero aspect to it, okay? Now I don't even feel like talking about it because as far as I'm concerned, it's not even worth it. All right, what?
David.
Why do you got to... Yeah, David.
Tell the story.
If I tell the story now, it's going to sound like I'm anti-Hispanic or something.
Yeah, but you told the story to these guys. You said it was caballeros, right?
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Some Mexican guys.
All right. You're going to have to tell the story now. The audience is going to be writing letters. They're going to be emailing. They're going to say, well, what was Henry talking about? You can't leave them hanging like that, okay?
If that's it, Mr. Hall, he wouldn't believe me or anything.
I got it, okay.
I'm sitting at the table, okay.
Yeah, and you're having a beer.
I'm having a beer, and I hear these guys, every other word out of their mouth is MF, 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 and MF this, MF that, and that MF shot, and that kind of thing.
Bunch of Mexicans, huh?
I didn't say that, okay?
Well, maybe in the future, Mr. Egalitarian, I see no skin color, Phil Hendry, maybe...
I never said I don't see skin color.
Well, you're all on about the racial harmony and all this stuff. Maybe in the future... You won't be called upon to report some of these stories if you don't tell them in private, especially to Blabbermouth there, who got on the horn with me not 5 seconds after you started talking about it. Hall out.
Hall out. When did he start doing that?
He said he's going to be doing it.
And thanks a lot, man.
Well, man, you're the guy that told the story. You said a bunch of caballeros going MF. I'm going, he must be talking about Mexican.
Yeah, why'd you say caballero?
Because I was just joking around with you jackasses. But now I know you rat me, so that's fine, man. I ain't never going to say anything to any, but none of you guys ever again.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'm not. All right, 877-876-PHIL. And even after you doing what you did, we'll have Bud Dickman's update coming up. Workplace bullying may soon be illegal in New York, like it isn't already. What kind of a headline is that? May soon be illegal in New York. Anyway, plus we'll tell you why Muslim employees are mad at Electrolux appliances. 877-876-PHIL. I guess they can't pray when they want to at Electrolux.
Pray when you want to at Electrolux.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and website philhendryshow.com. And 20 years of the Phil Hendry Show, we celebrate our 20th anniversary. It's actually our 20th birthday. I learned a 20th anniversary is like your first anniversary would be your first birthday. No, your first anniversary would be the first day of your show. So this would be the 21st anniversary, actually. I don't know if it makes any difference.
Not really.
Yeah, well, but anyway, our show is 20 years old next month. Now, having said all of that, let's move on to this story about some Muslims. Two Muslim workers at the Electrolux plant in St. Cloud have filed complaints with the Employee Equal Opportunity Commission, saying the appliance manufacturer has ignored requests to accommodate Muslim employees who will observe the fasting holiday Ramadan during most of August. Now, one of the workers, Ahmed Said, has worked for Electrolux since 2002. He said the company used to allow workers to bring snacks onto the production floor to break their fast at sunset. Said says a new policy prohibits all food on the production floor, which will pose problems for workers who fast. If you cannot keep up and you collapse, it is very dangerous. If you get dizzy, for example, and you collapse over a machine or on the floor or a forklift, it is very dangerous. Said says nearly 400 employees who work the evening shift at Electrolux are Muslim. A solution will be presented to the union representing production employees and expected to be finalized.
What's that mean?
I mean, how much of this have I got to listen to?
Well, yeah, man, but they got a right on account of the Muslim just because.
Well, that's fine. I got nothing against them being Muslim. I got nothing against anybody being a Jew or a Christian. You know, what I am getting tired of, though, I'm getting just a little tired of every time I turn around religion. And that counts for Christianity, too, and Judaism, too. And everybody's got to have the holiday off for this, that, and something else. I say we go back to work on Christmas, if you want my honest opinion.
You don't even mean that. You're crazy.
I mean it. You don't think I mean it? I mean it. I'll work on Christmas. I don't give a damn. This is the most meaningless argument that we have in our society. Meaningless. This is a nation of laws. This is not a nation of the good book. It's not a nation of culture. You know, if you do any reading, you realize that one of the big differences between our country and, like, the old countries of Europe is the cultures of those countries and Asia and sub-Asia or South Asia, what I call sub-South Asia. I don't know. I just called it that. Is that the culture is older than the society. It's older than the laws of the land. Not in America. Not in America. The law is as old as the society that we created, with the exception of Native Americans, and they don't count.
Right.
Now then, well, you know what I mean. So, religion in America is only as old, really, as the civil structure that we built to protect it. And you know how they say, what is it, God giveth and God taketh away? Well, same thing with Uncle Sam, man, as far as I'm concerned. And this is getting a little tiring for me.
No, all they're saying is they want to be able to eat a snack, like have a snack bar or something.
Yeah, because they're going to break the fast.
I know, man, but I'm got blah, 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 blah. I'm getting all drowned into this bull crap about the production employees, and they're represented by the guy and the thing and the thing. And I'd love for somebody to make a statement that, you know, we're very aware of this, and you know what, we, you know, we're in a recession this year, and you know what, we're going to work on Christmas, and there, I know people are going to be flipped out, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to respect the rights of Jews and Christians, then you better just lay the red carpet out for Muslims too. Everything they want, they should have.
Well, what else do you want to have off? I mean, they're not even taking off on account of they fast.
What about washing their feet? What about stopping down to pray? All that jazz.
I think they figured that one out.
They got that one figured out?
Yeah.
All right. As a matter of employee safety, Electrolux does not permit food in the production area of our plants, according to a Tony Evans, who's Electrolux's vice president of communications in North America. Electrolux. Why do I know that name? What do they make?
Look it up. I think they make like a car.
A car?
Yeah.
No, they make freezers.
What? No, they made a sports car.
The Electrolux.
They make kitchen appliances, you Fruit Loop. What do you mean sports cars?
Don't you? Ain't you never heard of a sports car?
Not called an Electrolux, I haven't. You ever heard of that new sports car they got out called the Frigidaire? That's, boy, that really motors, man.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I don't get what you're saying either. In any event, this is the third request to a federal agency to investigate complaints of racial and religious discrimination against Muslims in St. Cloud. Oh, no. The U.S. Department of Education is currently investigating the St. Cloud School District over complaints that administrators ignored racial harassment against its Muslim and Somali students. The Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations recently asked the FBI to investigate a recent vandalism incident targeting a Somali-owned grocery store in St. Cloud and other instances like that. Well, that is no good, and you got to get rid of that fast, right? And we will not stand for that. But I just don't want to see any of the production held up by any religious group at all.
Well, like, what do you mean?
I mean, we're coming out of a recession, and it's all hands on deck. I want automobile plants working 24 hours a day. People only get like a 15-minute break. I want everybody on 18-hour shifts. I think we ought to put the country on a wartime footing. That's what I think. Honest to God.
What do you mean? What, even a war or anything?
Oh, don't bawl like a baby.
Not talking about a real war.
The way to get the country out of the recession that it's in is to put the country on wartime footing.
What does that mean, wartime footing?
I'm talking about 12-hour workdays, 6 days a week, daycare for the kids, get the women into the plants. Let's go, man. Everybody works. We got this and that and all this crap to do, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
All right, let's go, man. We got bridges to fix. We got all this freaking money out there that nobody wants to spend. Let's go. Let's get everybody up off their ass. Give them a shovel, a pick, something. Everyone who doesn't have a gig, and stick them out there and get them to work and give them a paycheck. I know it would never happen, but it sounds kind of romantic and cool, don't you think?
Man, nobody's going to tell me to go out there. And
you got a job. I ain't even talking about you, although I could fire you, and then we'll see what happens.
I don't want to go out there.
Why not? Either one of you guys ever done any manual labor?
What do you mean by that?
Manual labor. Have you ever done it?
Is that in Mexico?
What do you mean in Mexico?
What do you mean?
Manual labor, man, with your hands.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever dug ditches? Have you ever hammered a nail into a piece of wood? Have you ever done that kind of work?
Not really. I mean, I worked at a recording studio one time, and I also, I work on my bike, and...
Yeah, I do sometimes around the house.
I'm talking about a job where you guys work with your hands. Manual labor. Never?
Not really.
Everybody ought to do that. Starting your life, you want to dig ditches, you want to, get dirty, get sunburned. I mean, get so thirsty that you're drinking out of every faucet you see. They dump your ass off at a job site at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they come and get you in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, and you've been digging a hole just for the sake of digging a big ass hole. Just go ahead, dig a hole there, kid. Why? Well, I don't know. I may want to put a pool in. Dig a hole! Everyone should do that kind of work. You guys should have done that kind of work instead of you sitting there with that fat ass, Robert. And what the hell is that?
Cheetos?
Get the Cheetos out of here, man.
I told you.
That orange crap all over the show. 877 Electrolux is a sports car.
I thought it was.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, we've got the Bud. We've got Bud's news. 877-876-PHIL. Plus, an employee of the hit show House, a former employee, is suing for harassment and discrimination. I can't wait to hear this story, man, because I just can't wait to hear this story. Harassment and discrimination. We're going to find out what that's about. An ex-employee of House and Bud's News coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, man. Your mouth is orange, man. Wipe it off.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now from our studios in El Pacifico, California, this is Bud News.
I'm Bud Dickman, and Bud News. President Bush is not going to be, they're not going to talk about when he fired a man, and they said it was okay when he fired him. There's a gay zombie, and they made a movie of him. If you go see it, it's pretty good, the gay, he's a zombie and he's gay, and also, there's a story about the Senate of the United States.
And now more from Bud News.
The BP, the ones that blew up the Gulf of Mexico, they're gonna review it. And then another story, Lindsay Lohan, she cried and everything. She's a wreck. Then another story. Excuse me. There's Africans. There's a bunch of Africans, and they were being peacekeepers on a Kenya in Kenya. Then another African, or I mean not Africa, in Korea, and they said in Korea, they'll blow up America if they do things that they don't want to do. And another story, Volvo. They made some trucks, and people are bought the trucks they made. I'm Bud Dickman. Is that?
Yeah, that's fine, man. Jeez. Yeah, David. David Hall.
Yeah, look, hey, buddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Back off the phone, will you? God. Turn the music off.
Turn it off.
All right, Bud, listen, that was good. Now, here's what I want to do. Turn that music off, will you? I can't stand that. How many times I got to say that?
I couldn't find a switch.
Couldn't find a switch? I think this is good, Phil. I like the Bud News, but what I wanted to do, because I think it's working for the part of the audience that is not as highbrow, and they need their news, and they need it good, and they need it sweet, and they need it the way Bud does it.
The way Bud does it, huh?
You know I do it good.
He's doing it fine. Don't worry about it. But I think the way to get more people listening is to call it the Bud Dickman Update, or the Bud, what I'd like to call it, this is, what night is this?
What night? This is Wednesday night.
Wednesday. I'd like to call it the Bud Dickman,
Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
Yeah, the Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report.
The Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question here, if I could.
You just try to mess it up, Mr. Ball.
Hold on, what?
What do you mean, the Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report? This cat can barely read, okay? And
well, look, I understand your concerns, but what I have found in our research is that Bud is able to attract a certain segment of the audience that's a little more blue-collar, that may not have the erudition and education of the listen to your show. And if I were you, Phil, I would, you know, get off my high horse a little bit and get down there in the mud with people. You know, get down there with the real people.
Wait a second, man. You're assuming that the real people understand the news when Bud reads it that way.
Well, what's he doing?
Yeah, what am I doing bad?
What's he doing bad? The Senate did a...
Yeah, it's good. It's very concise.
I edit as I read.
You edit as you read. Volvo made a truck.
Right. They did, didn't they?
The story about Volvo has to do with the money. It's a Swedish automaker, and they've returned a profit in the second quarter.
Who gives a sweet you-know-what about that? No one cares about them returning the profit in the second quarter. Basically, what they're doing is what? They're making trucks, right?
Yeah, they're making trucks. They're making cars. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what Bud's saying.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody cares about the second quarter or anything that's gay like that.
They don't want to hear that gay stuff.
What do you mean gay stuff, man? This is returning to profitability. This is important business news.
Bill, I'm telling you, 99% of the audience doesn't want to hear about the business news. They want to know whether Volvo's making trucks again. What are they doing? Are they making cars? What is a Volvo? Nobody knows. So, Bud, I would like to do that. And, Phil, if you could introduce that again, just use some of the old copy.
Oh, whoa, hold on for a minute, man. I got a show I got to do.
You got a show? Oh, well, excuse me. You got a show you got to do. Well, I don't want to interrupt this show that you got to do with 20 minutes to go before 1 o'clock West Coast. You got some big story you need to do, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm going to...
Well, we'll just do this, if you don't mind. All right, Bud, when I say go, Phil, you cue him, use the news sounder, and then, Bud, I want to hear you really rock it this time. You understand?
Got it, Mr. Hall.
All right. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. I can't hear anything. Are you playing the news?
I'm playing the news sounder. I can't hear because of the damn phone you're on.
The phone I'm on?
All right. Let me try this one more time. All right. Go ahead and count them down.
3, 2, 1.
From El Pacifico, California, this is the Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report with Bud Dickman.
No. Don't say with. Just...
All right. This is the Wednesday Night Report. Don't say with.
Just say this is the Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report. You're going to say it's Bud Dickman. That's like saying this is the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry.
This is the Wednesday Night Bud Dickman Report.
No. This is the Bud Dickman Wednesday...
Get them out of here.
You just talk like Mr. Hall in the middle of my big moment.
Here's your big moment.
Ow.
No.
What am I going to do?
Next week we'll do another Bud Dickman Wednesday Night Report.
Man, I'm glad to know the Volvo make a truck. People want to hear about how I do it.
Oh, well, isn't that just Marvy? And the president? The president...
You just wish you knew how to do it good like me.
Yeah, sure, man. What was that other story you did, Bud? Oh, yeah. A gay zombie.
Oh, yeah. There is one.
Yeah, it's a gay zombie porn movie that they banned at an Australian film festival.
Nobody cares about that. They just want to know about a gay. Or, I mean, about a zombie being gay.
Oh, brother, man. I'm telling you. Is he beautiful or what?
Wild, man. I would like to hear that story, though.
About what, the gay zombie?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the story is. There was an Australian film festival, I guess, that banned some movie about a gay... What do you give us? You know, one of the things about comedy, humor, or however you want to put it, right, is that it tends to mine a lot of the same territory. And here's what I mean. Mainstream comedy. There was a film called Attack of the Killer Tomatoes... And there was another one called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And all of these movies, which came about as the result of our reconnection with the real kitschy, corny stuff of the 50s. Like Plan 9 from Outer Space is not and will never be a film that was intended to be funny. Ed Wood made that movie seriously.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, he still got string coming from a cardboard plate.
I know, he had string coming from a cardboard plate, and it was the corniest, cheapest thing you ever saw in your life. But the facts are, if you look at a lot of the sci-fi from the 50s, man, it ain't much better. I mean, Monster of Beach Party. You can see the zipper on the back of that the suit the guy was wearing in that film. So everybody became very enamored again. It was sort of a nostalgia for that period of cheesy science fiction. And so there was a satirical movement afoot among filmmakers to satirize that. So we had Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We had Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and stuff like that. Okay, I get it. And we've been there and we've done that. Now, every time I see a movie like that, it's not even funny to me anymore.
Well, I mean, are you sure that's supposed to be funny?
Gay zombies. You don't think that that's supposed to be funny?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean,
come on, man. And I guess it was, and probably it wasn't funny. And so they got done with the movie, and they decided, well, we got to do something with this movie because it sucks. It ain't funny. We better make it really offensive and disgusting and get some press for it. I know, you know. And then they included something in the movie, and they got banned from this film festival. And now the filmmakers are walking around thinking they're all this because, wow, our movie got banned. You know, must be important. Must have something to say. No, it was offensive, and it didn't make anybody laugh, and it was ugly, and it sucked, and it doesn't belong at a film festival. There, that's your movie. Have fun. You know, what I was saying before the show, what happened to Bud?
He's probably crying because you yelled at him all about the Bud Dickman report.
Oh, what a baby.
I don't care.
So that's like I was saying before the show, you know, when I was talking on the pre-feed. I said, and there are, well, I better not say, it's a very big advertiser, and they do an awful lot of television, and they do radio, and it's a great product. It's a phenomenal product. Make no mistake. But their ad campaign on TV it's killing. I mean, it's like, here is our campaign, to murder comedy before the, the end of the decade. We want to just kill comedy. And so they have taken the big broad joke, and they're just pounded into the ground. I don't know. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. Maybe I'll find that zombie movie story, and maybe I won't. But we'll be back here with more on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. And welcome back to our program. Well, I guess it's not supposed to be a comedy. If you tell me that there is a movie out and it's a gay zombie porn movie, someone better tell me that the guy that made it meant to be funny. Otherwise, we have come full circle and we're back to the days of Ed Wood. I don't know. Or not really back to the days of Ed Wood where the effects were cheesy, but back to the days of a straight-faced movie about something asinine. So here it is. A gay zombie porn flick which shows aliens engaging in necrophilia has been pulled from Australia's biggest film festival after being rejected by censors, according to the organizers. And what's the name of the movie? It's a gay zombie porn movie that shows aliens engaging in necrophilia. What do you think the name of the movie is?
Gay dead gay man.
Yeah, Dawn of the Gay Dead.
Dawn of the Gay. Dawn of the Gay Dead.
What's so funny about that?
That's a good name.
It's a great name. You're right. It ain't that Dawn of the Gay Dead. I love that, man. Night of the Living Gay Dead.
Is that what the name of it is?
No, that's not the name of it. Here's the name of it. And you wonder why people have a bad idea of the West Coast. Every time, you know, I hear it often, and I don't comment, but I hear callers say, oh, you're in California, no wonder. Oh, you're on the West Coast, no wonder. Well, I have to tell you, California is pretty normal. I mean, outside of the few square miles that occupies Hollywood, it's a pretty normal place. You go out here to Pasadena, I swear to God, you're in Omaha. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know the difference. Go out here to Pasadena. Go into a Rite Aid. Go into a grocery store. You're in Des Moines, Duluth, Minnesota. You wouldn't know the difference. No. Here it is. Here's the name of the gay zombie porn flick. Made in France, by the way. L.A. Zombie.
Are you kidding?
That they think there's nothing but a bunch of gays?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's called L.A. Zombie.
L.A. Zombie is the name of the movie. And although I love Dawn of the Gay Dead, somebody out there better make that one. L.A. Zombie was also features homosexual sex. All right, so it's a gay porn movie that has a zombie theme, and I'm assuming, I still have to believe it's if you'll pardon the expression, being a gay film, tongue in cheek.
I don't get it.
Just don't worry about it. L.A. Zombie, which also features homosexual sex and full frontal male nudity, is the first film in 7 years to be banned from screening at the Melbourne International Film Festival, which starts on July the 22nd. Which, by the way, you know that they're in the middle of their winter right now. So it's almost like they're having their Sundance Film Festival right now.
What do you mean?
Down in Australia, it's wintertime.
Yeah. What?
But I don't have the time.
Well, what do you mean it's wintertime? It's summertime.
It's winter down there. It's cold down there on account of the way the sun is.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you were ever went to school, you'd realize that the earth tilts during the seasons and the sun gets closer to certain parts of the earth and it gets further away from other parts of the earth. And right now we're in our summer, which means the earth is tilted toward the sun in our hemisphere. But in the southern hemisphere where Australia is, the earth is now further away from the sun. So they're having their winter.
I don't know what you mean, but I'm not going to ask any more questions. All you ever do is yell.
Oh, would you explain it to him?
I will.
Festival director Richard Moore told the Age newspaper he'd received a letter from censors rejecting the film by Canadian director Bruce LaBruce. Bruce, you fruit. Why don't you call it Toronto Zombie, man? Yeah, you're right. It just doesn't have the same flair. Described by Moore as a video art zombie film, L.A. Zombie stars French porn actor François Saugier as a man convinced he's an alien zombie sent to Earth to roam the streets of L.A. in search of dead bodies and gay sex. In that order. Australia's Film Classification Board said the movie had been denied an exemption from classification, not banned, as Moore had claimed. An exemption would have allowed the film to be shown at the festival, but board director Donald McDonald... So we got Donald McDonald and we got Bruce LaBruce. Is this some kind of a joke? Donald McDonald and his friend Old McDonald said that he had concluded, and Ronald too, the film synopsis and the director's previous classification history, L.A. Zombie was not suitable for screening, even for adults. Was it disgusting? No, it was dull. Roaming the streets looking for dead bodies and gay sex. Looking for gay dead sex. In the opinion of the director, the film is classified, would be classified, X18 plus or R blah, 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 blah. This is a bunch of bull crap. They probably have a form they got to fill out, and this is what they think it is, and they turn it into the film, and then the guys, they review it, and they look at the movie, and then they say, your movie sucks, and we don't care what you think it ought to be. We wouldn't screen this thing, man, even if it was a 2-minute cartoon. Films may not be screened publicly unless they are classified. While classifications of X18 plus or RC prevent a film, is this the Australian way of doing it? Prevent a film from being shown in most public cinemas. Moore has defended the festival's attempt to show the film, telling public broadcaster ABC, that would be the Australian Broadcasting Company, that people have a right to. What are you looking at me for?
That's ABC's American.
It's the Australian Broadcasting Company, because this is a story out of Australia. How many times have I told you, man, do you have to kind of read ahead and you have to, you know, get the essence of it? Like I told you, the AFL was the Australian football?
That's bullcrap. I don't believe that.
That's fine. I don't care what you believe. People have a right to judge it for themselves. Do we have a right to judge it for ourselves even before we've seen it?
What do you mean?
I mean, if the guy said... He's defended the festival's attempt to show the film, telling ABC that people have a right to judge it for themselves. And I agree with him. But do I have the right to judge it for myself even without seeing it?
Well, how can you judge it if you ain't seen it?
I can judge it. You can't tell me I can't judge it. I can judge it, and I want to judge it for myself.
Yeah, but you can't judge it if you ain't seen it.
Yes, I can. I can judge it wrongly. I can judge it poorly. I can judge it inaccurately, but I'm judging it.
What are you talking about, man? A guy said you got to judge it. You have to watch it to judge it.
No, you don't. If I judge somebody who is innocent And I judge them to be guilty, and I send them to the gas chamber. I've judged their ass, haven't I? I've judged it wrong, but I've judged them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the same thing with this movie. I'm not going to see it, but I'm still going to judge it. It sucks.
That's not fair, man. People are going to listen to that and say that you Phil Henry said it sucked. And I think everybody should go see Night of the Gay Dead.
I agree with you, man. If they'll change the name to Night of the Gay Dead, I will go see it. L.A. Zombie will have its world premiere next week in Locarno, Switzerland. Boy, this cat, whoever the guy was that made the movie, is getting around, man. Bruce LaBruce. I know that name, man. Why don't you look it up? I think he's like actually a bona fide good movie director. L.A. Zombie, last year's festival drew protests from China and had its website hacked over the decision to show 10 Conditions of Love, a biopic of an activist there in China, who they didn't want. The cat's from some region, U-I-G-H-U-R.
Oogie.
Okay, anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rantz, our technical director, of course, Charles Wagon, and our screener, our associate producer, is Dan Northcraft. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, where we will have an extensive review for you of Night of the Gay Living Dead, or whatever. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Until tomorrow night, later.
Don't forget the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry.